Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about chargebacks. To help me with that conversation, I have Rafael Lorenko, the Executive Vice President at ClearSale. Rafael, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Now, to get things started here, for those who don't know, can you give us what the definition of a chargeback is and why merchants need to know this term and why they should worry about them?
Of course. So when you're accepting payments online, like a credit card not present transaction, the liability of a fraud is on the merchant's shoulders. What I mean by that is that if a cardholder does not recognize or does not accept that he made a purchase, claiming that it was somebody else, then the bank issuer will give him back the money, and the bank issuer will also ask you as a merchant to be liable for this money. So a chargeback is this moment in which a consumer claims not to have done a certain purchase and claims this money back from the bank, and the bank will claim the money back from the merchant. And basically that's the reason why a merchant should be worried about, because that's a potential cost that not every merchant when start an online operations know about.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, can you tell us the current fraud prevention options that are available, and also kind of break down what are the pros and cons of each one of those?
Of course. So fraud prevention, in the end of the day, is a matter of accepting some orders and declining some others, right? So the only way of reducing the chargeback rates is finding the potential fraudulent orders and not letting them go through. So basically, the options that you have will vary according to the technical differences between the solution providers and the solutions that you can design internally or utilizing a third party. So you can have a decision engine and make your decisions by yourself. You can utilize a full service solution who will make a decision on your behalf, and you can even have solutions that guarantee the chargeback for you, meaning that if the solution provider approves the order and it turns out to be a chargeback, then you have your money back. So basically, you can go anywhere from doing everything in-house or outsourcing, let's say.
Perfect. Now, I know that ClearSale has a proprietary process of a combination of both machine learning and a manual review process. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Of course. So in ClearSale, we believe that the machine learning should give us the efficiency, meaning that the vast majority of the orders will be automatically approved right away in less than 1 second. And that's where the machine learning is so important, because instead of setting up a lot of rules or managing a lot of rules, we can have access to a more dynamic criteria for this first decision on automatically approve it. However, when a transaction is flagged or we have some suspicions about the behavior of this particular order, we also believe in the human intelligence. So there's always going to be a human being behind a decline at ClearSale that perhaps will stand us out of other solution providers. Is that we have this scalability, and we have almost 1,000 people working behind the software as a service. So it's a combination basically between, yes, a very techie-oriented company, tech-savvy company, but also with a labor-intense part of the decision flow.
Excellent. Now, let's say I'm a merchant and I'm looking for a particular fraud solution. You know, how is it that a merchant can determine what type of fraud solution will work for them, and what questions should a merchant ask, you know, their potential fraud solution provider?
Yeah, excellent question, Ryan. So I'd say that when it comes to designing your fraud prevention strategy, a lot of KPIs should be taken into account. Mainly, you're going to talk about the approval rates, meaning how many of the order attempts are going to actually become booked sales, right? The second important KPI, obviously, is the fraud rate that you will have as a cost of your operations. And the third one is the total cost, right? So obviously, full service solutions will cost more than decision engines, and doing it internally, depending on your size, may be cost efficient or maybe not. So the way to make a decision like this, it's really a case by case situation in which you can you have to understand and foresee what's your capability of offering in terms of how many of the orders you may approve, and how willing you are to keep updated with these fraud filters and rules. Because the thing with fraud prevention is that as much as the solution providers and our internal teams develop, as the fraudsters do so, right? So they will start with new patterns of fraud, new dynamics, and you gotta be very updated, and that's not something that doesn't cost money or time for you as a business. So in the end of the day, you have to combine the financial aspects of your decision, but also, are you willing to really become a fraud specialist? Do you have volume enough to hire someone to only look on this at this point of your operations, or you are in a moment of growing in terms of market share and you are trying to focus on sales instead of operational issues? So it will vary from merchant to merchant, and a lot of merchants have good results doing it internally. A lot of others prefer to outsource. So it's really a case by case.
Great. Thank you for that. So now, as shopping kind of moves from bricks to clicks, so from, you know, physical stores to online, you know, what advice can you give, you know, the consumer in terms of shopping online and protecting their data and information?
So at a consumer point of view, the first advice that I would have is, when it comes to a card not present order, meaning something through your e-commerce, through an e-commerce or Modo, you have to keep in mind that if you are a victim of a fraudulent order, you have the financial you are backed up by your bank and by the merchant. So it's not going to be hard for you to get your money back. However, there's a lot of inconveniences, because in the end of the day, your name is utilized, your data is utilized in a crime, because that's what it is. And secondly, you have to probably issue another credit card. You're going to be a few days without your number, and you won't be able to be your purchases. So I'd say there's a lot of inconvenience when you're being subject and victim of a fraud. So the second, let's say, advice that I have for the consumer is that is being very careful who you give your credit card numbers to. And actually, I'd say you shouldn't give to anybody, because in the end of the day, if you want to give for some of your someone on your family, you can have an additional credit card instead of giving your numbers. Because the thing with card not present fraud is that it's so easy to replicate. You just, as a fraudster, you just need the 16 numbers of the credit card, the expiration date, and the CVV. So the thing for the consumer is the fraud rates will go up, and that's a fact that other countries experience after introducing the chip and PIN in the brick and mortar transactions. So the online fraud will grow, and as a consumer, you gotta be very careful with your own data.
Great. Now, looking at it in terms of from the merchants' perspectives now, what advice can you give them in order, you know, to say, to protect themselves from online fraud?
Well, in the merchant's side, the same can be said, meaning the fraud rates are gonna go up, and that has a lot to do with the implementation of the chip and PIN and the brick and mortar, right? So the most the e-commerce and the card not present represent on your total sales, the most the fraud issue has to be taken into account, right? And the fraud issue is not just an operational piece of your process. And that's because, and that's my main advice, the fraud issue is has a larger impact than most of people think. And the reason why is because it affects your cost, obviously, with the chargeback costs and all the costs for preventing from them, but also affects substantially your sales. Because if you're being too conservative with your fraud filters, declining and a lot of orders, then you're selling less than you should, and the customer experience will be impacted as well. So the fraud prevention issue is something that affects many and various topics of your company and verticals.
Excellent. Now, before we wrap up here, one final question. As we look at 2018 and beyond, in your opinion, what are the things that you're most excited about seeing within the payments industry?
Well, it's been a more and more dynamic industry, right? You're seeing a lot of wallets trying to enter into the market. You have all the alternative payment methods also increasing their penetration rates. So I think the convenience for the consumer is what is going to be the challenge for all everything on the payment industry, right? So the consumer will be the ultimately the one who's going to make the decision on who's going to rule this market. And while in other countries like China, you already have a single wallet, a single payment company representing 80 or plus percent of the purchase, in the US and North America in general, you are with a little more spread up in, among different solution providers. So I think that's very exciting to see what's going to happen. And my excitement comes from the new technologies available for that payment industry, as well as for the center role that the consumer will have in this journey.
Well, Rafael, thank you very much for taking the time today for speaking to us about chargebacks, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you, Ryan, and thanks for your audience as well.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.